perhaps lost this game today?
I don't really know, James, to be honest. It's a good question, but it's all in the material because we've won through and then we'll all go and I'll be working hard to push the club forward even more.
Gentlemen, any questions for Mark?
Mark, as a player, what does it mean to yourself knowing that you're going to be playing Football League football next year?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, last season we was awful, horrible. This club should never be where it is or where it was or where it went. I think over last summer, I think we all had a look at ourselves and the core of us decided we had it right or wrong, really. We started the season slowly, but we stuck together and there's a massive expectation level this football club. And this man here takes a lot of credit because he's backed us to the hulk every time through ups and downs, and at the end of the day, we're back in league football, and that's all that matters.
What did you say to the lads when they had the huddle before the penalty shootout? What were your words to them?
Basically, I was proud of every one for 120 minutes, and penalties is a game of luck, and whatever happened, I didn't. Well, obviously, one on one, but they've done me proud of every one of them, give me everything they've got, and that's all I can ask. Whatever happened, the penalty shootout happened. Lucky enough, we won, but as I say, that doesn't matter in terms of what the lads gave me for 120 minutes.
And from your perspective, how important were the Bristol Rovers fans today? They didn't stop singing for 120 minutes and the penalties.
Well, as I say, back in last season again, those fans, this club was on its knees, to be honest. And those fans, luckily enough for us, they stuck by us. They come to them, and I think they basically ran the show ahead of, I don't know how many there was, but it was a lot to see blue and white. And they probably gave us that bit extra because in extra time, there was bodies everywhere. Lads were, both teams left everything out there. And, as I say, the fans deserve a lot of credit for it.
Mark, would you feel you got more determined as the game went on, although you conceded that early goal? The defence looked a bit shaky early on, didn't it?
I think, as a team, we probably didn't start well, and they did. But it's football. You've got to bounce back. And throughout the season, we've had spells like that, and we've gone, well, at the end of the day, they're going to have an upper hand on. So if we ride the storm, then I think we come back on the game, really. And it was a tight game after that, but we've got the goal. And at the end of the day, cup finals are cup finals, and it's all about winning.
I hate to remind you, but you had a header of the crossbar, your own bar, early on as well. So yeah. It took you time to get settled, did it, with the pitch?
I don't really know the reason. No. They started better than us. That's basically it. And took us over about 10 days off, but we did that. So.
Time for two more questions, gentlemen, okay?
Mark, what was going through your head when you looked over in the 120th minute and you saw that the ball got to change the keeper?
Kind of smiled at myself. I think this man beside me was playing a few mind games there, but
Daryl, there's one question I wanted to ask you, which is there was a moment where yourself and Paul Hurst came together on the touchline during the game. What was said between you?
Like I say, I got really well with Paul. We had a fair bit of banter leading up to the game. He's a great bloke, he's a good manager, and yeah, we had one or two discussions really. And you see my point of view, you see it is, we certainly no animosity between me and Paul. And I feel for him, I really do, because he's a good manager.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, the manager and the captain of Bristol Rovers Football Club.